Chapter 6. "Where is he?" Dad barked. Tyree braced himself as he stood outside the front door. He could hear his father yelling as he reached the cement slab driveway alongside their house. Tyree wished he could just keep walking. Instead, he forced himself to open the door. He grabbed the half-completed application from his pocket just to prove to his father where he was.
"Boy, you better have a good excuse," Dad hollered. "You think we were kidding when we told you what time to be home?"
"No," Tyree said. His head felt ready to burst with thoughts of Warren, Lark, and Londell. Now Dad was just adding to the pressure. He rose from the couch and approached Tyree.
"Give him a chance to explain, Gil," said Mom, looking worried.
"I'm tired of giving him chances. Seems the only time he ever listens is when I knock some sense into him. I'm beginning to think that's what he needs right now."
Tyree shook his head in frustration. He couldn't stand the sound of Dad's yelling. Before he could explain where he had been, he heard the angry reply escape his lips.
"Man, that's all you ever want to do anyway," Tyree mumbled.
"What's that?" Dad asked, stepping closer, fire in his eyes. "You got something to say to me, boy? Go on, let's hear it."
Tyree knew if he said anything, Dad would slap him. He had done it before, but with everything on his mind, he almost didn't care. Besides, he knew what Dad thought. For days, Dad's words had ricocheted through Tyree's mind like bullets.
"He ain't no good. He ain't nothing but trouble."
"Why don't you both just sit down?" Mom suggested.
Tyree knew he should listen, but he couldn't. He had tried to do the right thing, find a way to pay back Lark, get a job, visit his brother. But Dad didn't care. He just kept coming.
"No, I don't want to sit down,"
Tyree said, his heart pounding.
"Excuse me?"
Part of Tyree was scared, but another part couldn't hold back his frustration.
"All you ever do is yell, Dad. No matter what I do, it ain't good enough. You want to hit me? Go ahead. There ain't no use talking to you anyway."
"Gil," Mom protested,
"don't do this."
Smack!
The back of Dad's hand swung round and caught Tyree in the mouth, snapping his head to the side and splitting his lip.
"What else you gotta say?"
Dad barked.
"You see?"
Tyree cried out in outrage, trying to raise his arms to block him.
"You don't even want to listen, crack!"
Gil Hobbs struck again, a bit harder this time. Tyree hit the wall and fell to the ground, dropping the paper. He wanted to raise his fists at his father, but it was as if invisible chains held his arms down. It was a line he couldn't cross.
"I hate you, Dad,"
Tyree cried, tears of rage and hurt in his eyes.
"I hate you!"
"That's enough, Gil,"
Mom screamed, darting between them.
"How do you know it's enough, huh? Maybe if I'd have been tougher on Warren, he wouldn't be where he is now,"
Dad huffed. He tried to step around her, but she held him, locking her arms around his.
"He's had enough,"
Mom repeated, looking Dad in the eye.
"It wasn't right when your daddy did it to you, so why are you doing it to him?"
Dad ignored her comment and glared at Tyree.
"You don't have to like me, but you will respect me,"
he hollered over Mom's shoulder.
"And you will follow the rules of this house, you understand?"
For a second, no one moved. The dining room was silent, except for the sound of Dad's breathing. It was like the alley after the gun blast. Tyree tasted blood in his mouth and saw tiny red droplets on his cast. He nodded. Dad took a deep breath and stepped outside. Mom rushed to the kitchen and put some ice cubes in a towel. She handed it to Tyree and tried to help him up, but he shrugged away from her.
"Don't touch me,"
he fumed, angry at the tears in his eyes. Tears for all that was wrong between them, for all that was wrong with his life. He escaped to his bedroom, slamming the door behind him. Hours later, as the darkness gradually swallowed his room, Tyree's mind filled with one thought. He wished Daryl had been a little slower, that the bullet had not missed. Tyree crept through the dark alley once again. The rain was falling, coating everything in a silvery sheen. The gun was back in his hand, heavy and warm. And then he heard it, the thud of a car door closing, the low cough of an engine starting not far away. He jogged toward the sound. It had to be close, just up ahead. The sound of the engine grew louder. He could smell the exhaust in the air. He turned the corner and was blinded by headlights, but he knew what it was. The golden Nissan. Its lights cut the darkness like the flashlights in his room a year ago. As his eyes adjusted, he could just make out the silhouette of the driver, and he noticed the dim orange glow of a cigarette. He was sure it was Londell behind the wheel. Somewhere far off, he heard a woman cry, but he didn't care. He glanced to his left and realized he was on the blacktop lot near Blueford High School. Lark and Jamie were sitting on the front steps of the school watching him. Darryl was there, too. Mr. Mitchell shook his head as if he was disappointed. To his right, the lot stretched out before him, pocked with shallow holes just like the ones he and Dad had searched to find the gun. Suddenly, the car's wheels chirped on the asphalt. The Nissan lurched toward him. He tried to raise the gun, but his movement was slowed somehow. It was like the night in the alley. He just wasn't fast enough. Already the car bore down on him. He glanced on either side, but there was nowhere to run. "No!" he screamed, but the car did not stop. In horror, he felt the impact of the sedan striking his legs. His torso came crashing down on the hood. His cast shattered. Lark's writing broke apart, and for an instant, Tyree saw the driver, his lips pressed tight together, his eyes glaring with anger. It wasn't Londell. It was Dad. Tyree screamed. He sat upright in his bed, covered in sweat. He turned to his clock and saw the red numbers. It was 3:17 in the morning, and his window was dark except for the glow of a street light filtering through the corners of his shade. The house was silent for a moment, but then Tyree heard the shuffle of footsteps. A second later, there was a click, and his room was flooded with harsh electric light. Tyree squinted. "What's wrong?" Dad asked. "I heard you hollering." "Nothing. I just had a bad dream, that's all," he said with a shiver. The memories of their argument flooded back into his mind. "You sure you're all right? What'd you dream about?" Tyree didn't know what to say. Not after the fight they'd had, or what he had seen moments earlier. He kept picturing his father's steely expression as he drove the car right through him. "Nothing," Tyree said. "Just something dumb about school." His father took a deep breath and shook his head. In the harsh light, his face seemed gray and older. Bags hung from beneath his eyes, and there were creases in his forehead. He looked as if he hadn't slept at all. Had he even gone to bed? "It's late. Go on back to sleep," he said, clicking off the light. The floor creaked as his father stepped back into the hallway. Tyree heard him pause for a moment and sigh quietly before going back to his room and closing the door. Tyree stretched back into his bed and tried to erase the nightmare from his mind. In the darkness, he could still see Dad's glare as he made the car destroy him. The next morning, Tyree waited in his room until Dad left for work. At breakfast, he sat motionless and dazed, barely touching his cereal. He could feel Mom staring at him, but his thoughts kept racing. "Your father didn't mean what he said last night," Mom said finally as Tyree stared into his bowl. "I don't care," he replied, stirring the milk and then pushing the whole bowl away. Londell, Lark, Warren, Bones, their faces flashed through his mind like lightning from an approaching storm. "Tyree, you have to eat, baby," she said, nudging it back in front of him.
"Don't call me baby,"
Tyree snapped and shoved the bowl with his cast, sending it to the floor. Mom's eyes grew wide in surprise.
"Tyree! I don't want it, okay?" Tyree hissed. "I don't want nothing from any of you. Now you pick that up, you hear me?"
Mom yelled. Tyree's head was throbbing. He felt an urge to hit her, to strike back at everything that was wrong in his life, though it wasn't her fault. Instead, he turned away and put his face in his hands so he wouldn't have to see her. His pulse pounded like a hammer in his head.
I'm going, Ma. None of y'all are gonna stop me.
Going where?
To see Warren,
he replied, throwing his hands down and staring her in the eye.
I need to see him.
His mother shook her head as if she didn't know what to do with him.
Is that what this is all about, Warren?
Tyree clenched his jaw and fought back the urge to scream. There was too much happening. He was being pulled in too many directions, and there was no way he could explain it all to her. He was sure she was going to lecture him. If she did, he would lose it. Rage boiled in his chest, ready to explode. Mom didn't say a word. Instead, she stared at him for several long seconds.
How you gonna get in there, huh?
She asked finally.
You need papers, Tyree, and an adult, and I don't know,
he boomed, cutting her off and banging his cast on the table.
But I'll figure it out, okay? I got no choice, Ma, you hear me? I gotta do this,
he insisted, turning away from the pained look on her face. He knew he could never mention Bones. Tyree felt his mother staring at him. He heard her pick up the spilled bowl and place it in the sink. Then she sighed wearily, as if something inside had just given up.
Come on, she said, her voice different from before. You'll need this if you go.
Mom led him down the hall. He stood at the edge of his parents' bedroom while she grabbed a small silver key from her dresser. Then she opened her closet. Inside was a gray metal file cabinet he had never noticed. She opened it with the key and pulled out something bundled in a plastic bag and placed it next to her while she rifled through some papers. Tyree almost fell over. He was almost certain what was in the bag. It was the gun. His gun. It had to be. Dad hadn't turned it in. He didn't say a word as Mom dug through a thick stack of papers and official-looking envelopes. A second later, she pulled out two sheets and handed them to him. He glanced at the first one. This note is to certify that Tyree Hobbs is an approved visitor for Warren Hobbs, inmate number 321629 at Cliffside Correctional Facility. The second was a stamped sheet with the words visitation form. It was dated from last year. At the bottom were a number of names printed in Warren's handwriting. Gilbert Hobbs, Elaine M. Hobbs, Tyree Hobbs, Chantel Williams. Tyree was surprised to see Chantel's name on the sheet. Tyree hadn't heard anyone mention her name since Warren was arrested.
Take these, your school ID, and this, Mom said firmly, handing him a copy of his own birth certificate. Visiting hours are weekends only. They won't let you in any other time. When you see him, tell him we love him. You hear me?
She added, wiping her eyes. Tyree nodded. He was speechless.
Now go, she said, turning away from him. Don't be late for school.